Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Ed Boston Podcast. It is January the 1st, 2019. Happy New Year, everyone. Wanted to spend just a few brief minutes here with you. It's been real busy at the Boston household, and it's historically a night that a podcast gets done, and I wanted to just say a few words, read a scripture, read an illustration, and say a word of prayer with you as we go into the new year. Let's start it with prayer. Father, I thank you for this new year, 2019. I thank you for the good things that happened in this previous year. And I pray for those that had a tough time, those who lost loved ones, those who got bad news. Maybe there was a loss of a job or a tragedy, a loss of a home or anything like that, Father, that would have made this past year a time of gloom and doom. Father, we're going to read in a minute that you make all things new, and this new year is a time of evaluation, reevaluation. We can look at what has gone on in our past, and we look forward to what we can do day by day here in the year 2019. Father, help us not to get too advanced in what we're doing, to forget about what's going on today, because Father, as I said in a sermon yesterday, we don't know that tomorrow is ever going to be here. We don't know what the future holds. We've had witness of that here in our own lives in the last few days. And so, Father, I pray that we would live today as if it was the very last day of our life. And then tomorrow, Lord willing, if we get to tomorrow, that we would do the same thing in the day after, in the day after. Thank you, Father, for our country, the United States of America. Thank you for it being such a wonderful nation. And Father, while we many times talk about the problems in this country, we know that this is a great place to live. Can't think of anywhere in the world I would rather be than right here where you have placed me and my family. We ask a blessing upon President Trump, Vice President Pence, all of their cabinet, all of their workers and staff. We pray blessing upon those in the United States Congress, the House of Representatives, the Senate, their staffs. Father, we pray for each person in government, from the federal government, the state governments, the local governments. Father, we pray for godly men and women to lead this nation. We pray for a revival in this nation to help us to turn back to the way we need to be, and that is a God-fearing nation, believing in the books of the Bible, believing in the teachings of the Bible. And Father, help us to understand that there is only one way to heaven, and that's through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you for Him. We thank you for this chance that we get to focus on something new. Help us not to waste that opportunity. And I pray this, Father, in the holy and precious name of Jesus. Amen. Made reference to a scripture, and we're going to look at Revelation chapter 21. I used this a while back, but there's one verse in here I particularly want to highlight, but we're going to start at verse 1 in chapter 21 of the book of Revelation. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. And then here in verse 5 it says this, "He who was seated on the throne said, 'I am making everything new.' He said, 'Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.'" Let me repeat verse 5 again. "He who was seated on the throne said," God, his Son Jesus Christ, "I am making everything new," he said. "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." It is a new year, a new opportunity to wash away the things of the past. You know, when you repent of your sins and give your life to the Lord, God wipes those sins away. They're spotless, white as snow. And God's not going to throw them back up in your face next week or a year from now or 10 years from now, because that's not the way God operates. I found a good illustration here, and it's kind of interesting, I think, that it comes from the year 1703. Actually, it would have been later than that. It comes from a man by the name of Jonathan Edwards, who was born in 1703, lived until 1758, and it's from The Works of Jonathan Edwards, Volume 1. It's about New Year's resolutions. "Being sensible that I am unable to do anything without God's help, I do humble entreat Him by His grace to enable me to keep these resolutions so far as they are agreeable to His will for Christ's sake. I will remember to read over these resolutions once a week. Resolved that I will do whatsoever I think to be most to the glory of God and my own good, profit, and pleasure in the whole of my duration, without any consideration of the time, whether now or never in so many myriads of ages hence. Resolved to do whatever I think to be my duty, and most for the good and advantage of mankind in general. Resolved never to lose one moment of time, but to improve it in the most profitable way I possibly can. Resolved to live with all my might while I do live. Resolved never to do anything which I should be afraid to do if it were the last hour of my life." I love that one. "Resolved never to do anything out of revenge. Resolve never to speak evil of anyone, so that it shall tend to his dishonor, more or less, upon no account except for some real good. Resolve to study the Scriptures so steadily, constantly, and frequently as that I may find and plainly perceive myself to grow in the knowledge of the same. Resolve never to count that a prayer, nor let that pass as a prayer, nor that as a petition of a prayer, which is so made that I cannot hope that God will answer it, nor that as a confession, which I cannot hope God will accept. Resolve to ask myself at the end of every day, week, month, and year, wherein I could possibly in any respect have done better. Resolved never to give over, nor in the least to slacken, my fight with my corruptions, however unsuccessful I may be. Resolved, after afflictions, to inquire that I am the better for them, what good I have got by them, and what I might have got by them. Resolved, always to do that which I shall wish I had done when I see others do it. Let there be something of benevolence in all that I speak." These words held true back in the 1700s, the first part of that century, and I believe they hold true here in the year 2019. Let us be able to look at what we have done. Let us look at the things that we should do, the things that we should pray, the things that are profitable for our relationship with God. Help us to be humble, and help us to, without any consideration of time, to do the things that are good and pleasurable in the whole duration of time. Help us to use our time wisely and live our lives with all might. I'll finish with this. Never to do anything which I should be afraid to do if it were the last hour of my life. God bless you, folks, and thank you for being a part of the Ed Boston Podcast. It is a thrill to be here in the year 2019, still doing what we love to do, bringing you podcasts about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God bless you, and go out and do the right thing.